I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. State veterinarian Keith Rohr is repeating the message of state and national food producers that the coronavirus and the resulting COVID-19 illness are not foodborne. The Colorado Beef Council has said it has learned that some anti-meat advocates have been pointing to beef and animal food products as part of the problem. Rohr says he has read what other scientists are learning about coronavirus and its connection to food.
In the food system, regardless of what type of food, they felt that indirect exposure through external packaging or through other means of transmission probably will not play a very important role going forward, that most of this is human-to-human transmission and aerosol. There's some understanding that viruses can live in nature for a period of time, but relative to the food system, I saw another update directly from FDA that basically said the same thing, that indirect exposure through food or food items, they felt that this time was not playing a significant role.
Scientists writing in the medical journal Lancet say they believe bats were the likely original host. It's also possible, according to the same study, that the virus was transferred from a bat to another animal before being transferred to a human. The idea that it was man-made in a laboratory in China has also been debunked.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.